Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wehhunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wehhunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian.
America, welcome one and all tonight, our epic episode 201, with the war theme of the war on the white man. It's all going on out there in radio land. We're being attacked by the media, by the government, corporate America. Your local human resources office even hates you. Well, this is our start date, April 11th, 2024 tonight. You have reached the legendary, infamous Von Wehhunt Show. There's nothing like it on the radio. You know it, I know it, and the American people know it. And we're in VIP season tonight, so we have a VIP guest tonight. You're going to love him. We'll get to that all in a moment. Got a lot of new listeners out there. And it's just incredible. Show's growing. Love it. Once again, the top five listenerships for the show is, of course, the Ustedes, You Need Us, and Espanol for our multicultural segment. Canada, South Korea, we love you. All of our military bases over there. Thailand, expat, Shangri-La, if you want to call it that. And Cyprus, and then UK. And then mighty Germany. The top seven or eight right there. Love it. Well, the Romans had a 1,000-year reign. I am your Germanic warlord and your Roman centurion, all wrapped into one. We are single-minded and ruthless. And this show would rather be feared by our enemies than loved by them. Rest assured on that point. Tonight's theme again, War on the White Man in America. We take on projects, themes, and most shows are so afraid to. They're fearful. They're afraid of their own shadow. Got the Von Wehhunt Show, we're fearless. There is an orchestrated communist plot to subvert, demoralize, and destroy the men of European ancestry in the world today, and we will delve into all of it with wild abandon, I assure you, on tonight's show. As we will leave no stone unturned in our gallant quest for a better nation and Aryan life. And we damn all those who oppose us. Damn them all. That's right. This show is the radio show your mother warned you about. Banned from Twitter 5 times. We'll never be invited on Fox News. We are too radical for that cuck TV show full of cuck announcers making millions of dollars at your expense, telling you to send your sons and daughters to these pointless wars overseas, to go into the meat grinder and come back in a body bag. Well, they collect their big checks up there in New York City from their sponsors. Oh, I know. I know what's going on. You know, you got a lot of nerve if you're Fox or CNN or anybody going on the news and telling the American people But you've got to expand your sons and daughters, your white European sons especially, to go fight in the war that is not for the national security interests of this country. Clearly not. These are wars made for profit, manufactured wars. And you've got even more gall to come pick up your check and smile at us on the TV. We see you every night smirking on the TV screen. That's blood money you're picking up. Blood money. Cash that check. You're just another Judas with your 30 pieces of silver. Congratulations. You have arrived. Well, my friends, this show takes no prisoners. But we got a great VIP guest for you tonight. Sean Patrick Tario is a constitutional Christian conservative, like many of you in the audience, like the Gladiator, and like the founder of Mark37.com. Sean has seen, he's witnessed the cancel culture take a strong foothold and grow like an octopus in Silicon Valley. When he was working in Silicon Valley for 15 years, Sean has learned how the device programming schematic was being formatted to follow and track the device users in America and even around the world. And if the enemy of big tech has been manufacturing these devices with GPS, microphones, and tracking software for quite some time, and they can turn these devices on and off anytime they choose. Amazing. We're going to get into all that tonight. Our VIP guest is in the green room, waiting to come on. Sean is now 6 years into building the foundation of infrastructure for constitutional conservatives and constitutional Christian conservatives nationwide, who are also willing to fight to the death for our rights to liberty, our right to privacy, and the right to freedom of speech. And may I remind you, the Von Wien Show is your last platform in America for freedom of speech, which I care very deeply about. Sean will describe on the Von Wien Show that we are in a spiritual war and in a kinetic hot war. The American Patriot Supply Promotion. Tonight and going forward, Mark37.com will be 5% off all of the great Mark 37 products using the promo web address, which we'll put in the chat room, I guarantee you. Mark37.com/Patriot5. That's right. Well, he'll come on. Sorry, Fiat. Guest here shortly. Looking very forward to that. Well, people always say out there that it can't be done, right? Until someone does it. Well, on the Von Wien Show, we're doers. We get things done. We'll bring on VIP guests. We'll make things happen. Looking back in history, I always tell you on this show about history. I love history. We can learn very much from the Roman Empire. And even they had the barbarians at the gates of Rome. But today, the barbarian hordes, the tribes, they're inside the gates of America. They aren't at our gates. They're inside the gates. We're letting them in by the millions. Now, I've warned you before, and this is not to cry wolf. You do what you want to do. I don't care. I'm prepared. The friends are prepared. But no nation has ever survived the onslaught of millions and millions and millions of illegitimate invaders, the mongrel hordes coming through the gates. We know why the Democrats want him here. They want a permanent Democrat party. I told you before that Trump very well may be the last Republican president in our lifetime. Seriously. And what pisses off the Democrats even more? Well, they're always bringing up Russia collusion. Sure, in their mind, it damages Trump. But what really irks them is that Vladimir Putin, a mighty Russia, he has legitimacy, far more legitimacy in that election than our illegitimate government has by installing Joe Biden, who in my view isn't even the real Joe Biden, as our El Presidente. And that is why they hate Vladimir Putin. He's more legitimate than Biden on multiple fronts. I'm not quite sure who Biden is. Have you delved into his family and what his niece said, that that's not the Joe Biden she grew up with? A lot of strange things with the Biden family, Hunter included. Very strange. We're glad you're all here tonight. Big, big show. Our 201st episode. We are moving ever more into the future. Our tanks are always rolling. Now, America in 2024, in this snapshot of time, just so you know, is a Babylonian whore, as described in the ancient folklore of the old world. Hate to say it. I grew up like you did. America could do no wrong. America was wonderful. America was the greatest country on the spinning planet Earth. There was nothing better than America. And part of me still thinks that, wants to believe it. But what America is today, if you open up your eyes, the stop the deprogramming, America is a many-headed serpent beast waiting to devour everything and everyone in her path is the American empire. America is now run by the Bolshevik Juden against the original host nation and its founding fathers and its European people who were the original inhabitants of this land and the original stock. Now, you can take that any way you want, but on my show, we will talk about the facts. America right now, the Babylonian whore, wishes, desires to mongrelize itself against the norm and tradition as it seeks its very own destruction. You say, how could that be? Because that's exactly what the Babylonian whore will do. It will seek its very own destruction. It welcomes in the invaders with open borders, and it absolutely refuses to defend itself properly upon every assault and degenerate abomination and mongrel horde who wants to come here ever imagined in history. That is the truth. We're just watching the controlled demolition of our once great country. Trump says he's going to make America great again. Will he? He's got an uphill battle to win the presidency again. I don't care how popular he is at a Chick-fil-A restaurant in Georgia where he was at yesterday. Great video. He called it the Lord's Chicken. And he's right, it is. Damn good. And he enjoyed it. There's a lot going on. And on this show, we'll talk about the news and things and the nuances. We'll fill in the blanks. We'll give you angle and insight. And by listening to this show, I guarantee you, you will be light years ahead in your thinking from the average Joe, pun intended, the average man in the streets of America, who doesn't have an effing clue about what's going on. Now, this past week, we had the eclipse of the sun a few days ago. Now, I did some research on this. I thought you'd find this very interesting. The eclipse of the sun to some Hopi Indians in northern Arizona means an ominous sign to them. It means darkness will come upon the land. It is an ominous sign and not a joyous one. And we saw school children and adults gleefully dancing in the streets, kidding around, making TikTok videos at the solar eclipse, right? In the ancient Hopi prophecies, it can also mean that the leader or chief, i.e. the president, will die. Political assassination or war may break out when this solar event occurs. That's what they say. We hope everyone's safe and sound from the president on down, but it's a very ominous sign to the Hopi Indians. I found it very interesting, very fascinating. We're looking at Iran is about to launch against Israel tonight or this week. Expect some fireworks over there. They're going to lob missiles at each other. You barely heard that on the news, haven't you? They don't want you to know. They're about to go to war over there. The Middle East has always been a powder keg, but you ain't seen nothing yet. It's about to get real nasty really fast. We got brainwashed communists in our own country. And they deserve no mercy for their weak-minded Marxist fanaticism and their just outright lunacy in destroying our country from within. Someday they will pay the toll, and the bell tolls for thee, as they say, on the battlefield. The Von Wieden Show is always here as your beacon of light, America. We shall return. Oh, yeah, the sounds of World War II. I am your Generation X host and your active duty pureblood, ready for action in America. Always ready. We are the Colonial Minutemen, 1776 style. Welcome to church, ladies and gentlemen, I always say. Post-Easter holiday and all that. Easter was a few weeks back already. But my God, we're rolling right into the spring and the summer. 2024 will never be the same. And by the way, we had our Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy, our fun radio show on Tuesday. I scheduled it because the week prior, as you know, Blog Talk was down. We will reschedule that for the next show, the first Tuesday in May. And I'm feeling up to, I might do another one later on this month. If I do, I'll try to let a few of you know. And we may just do another batch. So that one was kind of fun. We'll talk about it later in the show. Always, you never know who's going to call. But, you know, Biden will never be my president. We all know he's installed, right? And did I mention Mark37.com? Then our VIP guest is Sean Patrick Tario, who will be on first caller tonight. It's going to be great. Stick around. After him, we'll take calls. And we have the Gladiator on board as well. After those two, we'll be at 563-999-3437. Well, notice how white people are almost never the refugees in the news, right? But we're always the ones having to accept them, right? I'm the ultimate observer. White people are almost never the refugees. If we had millions of guys and gals from Germany that were of German ancestry, you know, Austria, Czech Republic, Croatian, Italian, on the border with a nice guy, I'll say, bring them all in. Those are my old brothers in, from the old country. I'm German Italian. Bring them in. I'm pure Axis powers. Well, the Tree of Liberty, as Jefferson said, must be refreshed from time to time with, he did say this, the blood of patriots and tyrants. Our great founding father, one of the handful of white European men, Thomas Jefferson. I'm sorry there wasn't a Mexican there in the 1700s. There wasn't an Asian there. Sorry. Sorry to burst your bubble, America. There wasn't an African-American who signed the U.S. Constitution. There wasn't a Jew from Eastern Europe. Sorry. Mr. Goldstein wasn't there. They all came in later, most of them. There wasn't an American Indian who signed it, but they were already here. The country was founded on certain principles. We are so far removed from that today, it's unbelievable. Well, talking about Thomas Jefferson, he said this, and listen carefully, I found a quote that it's hardly ever really mentioned. Thomas Jefferson said, when once a republic is corrupted, key word, corrupted, there is no possibility of trying to remedy the situation or any of the growing evils of it by removing the corruption and restoring its lost principles. Because every other correction is either absolutely useless or it's a new evil. It's a new evil. So we see this right now. And for those of you in the cheap seats, what Thomas Jefferson said was he means you can't vote it away. You're merely voting in a new evil. That's what he said. You can't vote your way out of a corrupted, evil mess. You just can't. I wish we could. Don't get me wrong. But you can't. And he knew history. And that's where it sits, right there. Everything you want to know is there in front of you if you're willing to do a little digging, just a little bit. It's amazing what you can find. Well, those who still believe in the American political process, in my view, forgot all about 2020, and they don't possess the intelligence, really, to have an opinion on much of anything. They believe our elections are perfect, never flawed, everything is just wonderful. Well, you're entitled to your opinion. You're wrong, but you're entitled to it. I don't care if you think that. But we all know what's been going on. Lots of chicanery. And these things have been going on way before 2020. They just put a spotlight on stuff for you all to see. And you saw the rats and mice scurry, didn't you? All over the place. There are clues all throughout history. There are clues, as in the game, all throughout America, if you know where to look. Most people won't accept it. On the economic front, forget about these black swan articles. The black swan this, the black swan that. I cringe at those. What we've got right now are financial vultures. We're already circling America. And they're bad enough, and what's going to happen is bad enough to kill us all. And they will pick the bones of America clean. And that's what they want. They want to bring America down, third world level. And the white man, the war's on you because we're the ones that are holding it together, kind of, sort of like. We're the biggest obstacle to everything that the parasite so-called elites want to do. We're the obstacle to the Great Reset. We are the obstacle to the New World Order. We are the obstacle to China, checkmate to everything in D.C. And that's why they hate you. They despise you, especially if you're a white European man. They like it if you're a minority. They feel they can, you know, get you over to their side, have you vote blue for 100 years. They'll give you some money, EBT card. They'll pay you off in various government programs. But the war's on the white man in this country. That's why there's an assault on you in the media, Hollywood, government. See every ad. Every ad's a white woman and a black man, a white woman and a minority man. Why do they do that? It's to demoralize you, teach young white women, don't be with the white man. Sure, it's an agenda. You have to see things for what they are, the good, the bad, and the ugly. There is some ugly stuff in this country. It's still a good place to live overall, but you got to work the system. You got to outthink these turkeys. I told you before, outthink them, outmaneuver them, outshoot them, outfight them, outwork them, outflank their ass. Got to be smarter. All these mongrel hordes combined. Got to do that. Otherwise, you'll perish from the face of the earth. And that is really what they want. Be smart. Don't do anything stupid. Don't get yourself killed or arrested. We need all hands on deck going forward. The exploding debt in America is a time bomb. And it's in also to many other nations, too. A lot of nations at the same time decided to be suicidal with their national, corporate, personal debt. My best advice for the individual, at least, get out of debt, pay off those credit cards, get rid of that crap, and get yourself more on a solid footing. You know what I mean? You're going to need it. Well, big show for you tonight. Mark37.com. Our VIP guest, Sean Patrick Tario, is here tonight. We'll get to him and everything else. We will take your calls. I guarantee it. And we just thank you all coming out tonight, being in the chat room, being here. It's going to be a great show. And I get all your cards, all your letters every week. Just love it. And keep those coming. Keep your head on a swivel as well. As you're going through life, as you're going through what we're going through. We're coming up on a chaotic election year. Don't forget that. You've come to the right place. Cult radio like no other. The infamous and legendary Von Wiehunt Show. right. We see through it. We see through it all. We are the obstacle to the new world order. Well, what a great show tonight. We talk about everything. We're a big radio variety show. And without further ado, let's get on Sean Patrick Tario, who's a constitutional Christian conservative. He has the website and founder of Mark37.com. Sean Patrick Tario, welcome to the Von Wien Show. How are you doing tonight, sir? We're on the air.
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me. Thanks for having me. I'm doing well.
It's a pleasure. Well, tell us about your site. And I know that the Gladiator met you in Las Vegas. Tell us about your website, what you offer. And it sounds really cool from what Paul told me. Sorry I missed your call the other night. But let's just delve right into it. Floor is yours, sir.
Sure. So I actually want to start by asking you a question and dropping a thought bomb, I think, on you and
sure.
your listeners right now, which is I think we would all agree that we're at war right now, right? I think listening to your
yes.
show, it's obvious. You know we're at war, right?
We are.
It's a spiritual
yes.
war. It's a kinetic war. So if we're at war and I give you, and I'm your general, and I give you a weapon to go fight in this war, and I tell you that there's a GPS tracking device on it, there's a camera and a microphone on it, and all of that data and all that information from that GPS and camera and mic is being fed to the enemy that you're about to go fight, and that the enemy has the ability to turn that weapon off at their will, would you use that weapon in the battle?
No.
Of course not, right? No one in their right mind would do that, except for you are. If you look at your phone right now and you look at your laptop, it's probably running a Google Android, a Microsoft Windows, a Apple iOS or an Apple Mac OS operating system. And by letting these big tech companies who are spending literally tens of billions of dollars a year on candidates and causes and organizations that are literally trying to kill us have access to these devices, we are handing over all of our comms and all of our data to the companies and individuals that run these companies and our three-letter agencies that are in cahoots with them for quote-unquote national security purposes, all of this information. So in warfare, comms is absolutely paramount. Absolutely paramount. You have
yes.
to control your comms. And if we're at war and we're feeding all of our comms to the enemy, any wonder that they're always two steps ahead, three steps ahead of everything that's going on? For
right.
me, it's ludicrous that we have people talking about boycotting Bud Light and boycotting Anheuser-Busch and boycotting Liberty Safes and boycotting Ben and Jerry's and all these different companies, but we're not talking about boycotting and taking seriously that we need to start boycotting these big tech companies, Facebook, Google, Microsoft, Amazon, Apple. People have been so brainwashed into thinking that it's like Lord of the Rings. They're like Gollum in Lord of the Rings. They can't get rid of my precious, my iPhone. It's ridiculous.
So true.
And we need to start rethinking and retooling the way that we approach the technology that we are using. And the reality is there are simple things that people can do to start to remove these companies from their lives. But it takes work. It takes you thinking a little bit differently about what you're doing and how you're doing what you're doing. And people just want it easy. We've been unfortunately overwhelmed by convenience. And so when things get hard, people back away and say, oh, well, it's too difficult. It's too hard. I'm going to go back to the easy, safe thing, even though that easy, safe thing is literally killing you. It's no different than the fast food, right? It's easy
right.
and convenient and cheap and safe to just grab the fast food, even though you know that fast food is slowly killing you. You know that if you put out that
uh-huh.
burger from McDonald's, it's going to literally 3 months later look exactly the same as when you first bought it, right? You know that food is not good for you. So we're living in this paradigm of convenience, and we have to start looking at it and realize we have to do the hard things. You don't just buy a raised bed and some seeds and then all of a sudden become a master gardener if you want to grow your own food. You have to put the time in. You have to learn and understand what it is that you're doing. Know the right cycles and seasons to plant. You have to figure out what the right – things are to even grow in your region. And you have to surround yourself with people who have done this before so you're not making drastic mistakes. And so my point in all this is that we are living in a paradigm where we have to start waking up to the technology that we're using, and people have to start questioning and thinking about why it is they are continually letting Microsoft, Google, Apple, Facebook, Amazon, letting these companies control the devices that they use to run their lives. That's why I'm on your show right now and why I'm traveling the country right now, spreading this message and doing 4 or 5 hour training sessions with organizations and groups that are on the front lines of this war right now who are fighting, because I'm done trying to wake people up, Vaughn. I think we're at a point where if you haven't woken up, it's going to take an act of God working in your life in a very specific, targeted way. There's no documentary I can show you or that we can show you. There's no conversation we can have with you where the light bulb is going to go off. So my job is to arm the people who are already on the front lines with the tools that they need to be successful in this war.
Love that. Well, you're right. And the thing is I've always told people on this show, Sean, that we're not trying to wake up the sheeple. We're trying to wake up the lions that mate. There's still some that are out there. And, of course, people that listen to my show, we're prepped, we're ready. But I always tell folks, you need new year, better year, technology. Like what Sean's talking about, mark37.com is the website. And you have one hell of a product. Can you go through the lineup of what you're offering to the patriots out there and the conservatives and the nationalists and everyone else?
Sure. So really at the end of the day, it comes down to that operating system of your laptops, of your tablets, of your phones, these devices that we use. And when you can reclaim control and ownership of that operating system, then you regain control of that device. You can start to make that device work for you and be the tool for your life to serve you versus that device serving the companies that own that operating system and are just harvesting your data. Data is the new oil. It's been the new oil for 15, 20 years. When I was in Silicon Valley and you'd go into any kind of investor pitch, if you did not have a story about data, how you were going to be mining your customers' data and aggregating your data, you did not get funding. And this has been going on for a long time. So by not allowing these companies to get access to your data, you starve them of the oil that they use to make money off of you. Because each one of us has a profile that's been generated over the last 15, 20 years, and it's been building all these different data points. They know your text messages, they know your emails, they know what you're buying, they know where you're going, they know every person you've talked to, they know the people you're in proximity to. They have all these different data points that they use to create a profile for you. And based on your demographics and based on how much money you make, they then put a dollar sign attached that to you. And then they sell it over and over and over again to companies that want to market to you. That's exactly why when you say something like, I'm interested in buying a new house, all of a sudden you start seeing a bunch of real estate ads popping up everywhere you go. And you're like, that's strange. Well, it's because your device is listening to you all the time. But that only happens because these companies control the operating system. So if you're running an open source operating system like Linux, have you heard of Linux before?
Yes.
So Linux has been around for 35 plus years. It's been around for a very long time. And Linux is open source. That means it's open. That means anybody can look in at the code and see what it's doing, which is important. It's like looking at a building and you've got the full blueprints. You see where the plumbing is, where the electrical is, you know where the walls are, you know how many stories it is. You can see everything. So that if you see that building and you say, look, I think there might be a window on the second floor that is going to be a security threat. Someone could potentially get in there. And the company that owns that building says, we'll take care of it. We'll patch that window. We'll fix it. And they go and do that. You can check and make sure that they've actually done that and verify that they've done it. And when you have a community of people looking at this, it actually makes that building stronger. It makes it smarter and stronger collectively. But when you have a closed source system, like what Microsoft Windows is and iOS is and macOS is and all these different big tech operating systems are, it's closed source, which means when you get hacked or when malicious code gets into the software through spyware, through viruses, through whatever it is, you have no idea if the company ever goes about fixing it or not because you can't see the code. You have no clue. And that's in part by design because they've left back doors open in their software, in the operating systems, to our NSA, our CIA, and other intelligence agencies. So from a national security perspective, it's brilliant, right? So for 30, right. 20 years, they've been able to backdoor into any company or government that's using Microsoft Windows, right, or Apple Mac nice. OS. It's brilliant from a national security perspective, but it's mm-hmm. horrible from a personal privacy and sovereignty perspective. So when you're running a Linux operating system, you gain control of that device. Nothing happens on that device without you giving it permission. No new application can run, no program can run without you having to put in your password and your information and saying, yes, I want this to happen. And it's the same with the phone. So our phones are running a mobile open source operating system, and we preload the device with all kinds of different applications so that people can get up and running very quickly, kind of like a mapping application. Mm-hmm. So look, have you heard of Garmin, the company Garmin?
Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm. So most people have, right? Garmin is a mapping company, mm-hmm. a digital mapping company. So if I'm out in the middle of friggin' nowhere and I've got no access to anything other than a GPS, I can still know where I'm at. Because when I put in a destination, all that processing is done on the device. It's not sending my request to the cloud somewhere because it doesn't have cloud access and then trying to think to itself, well, what can I sell to this person? And what information can I store from this person while they're going from point A to point B? All of that processing and all of that is done on the device. And that's important for people to wrap their head around because that's how software should be. It should not be mining your data, feeding it into this big cloud, you know, big Borg environment
mm-hmm.
that everybody is sharing and collecting. It should all be your data and you decide what you want to do with that data. Now, the reality is this. You can still download Facebook on your phone, and you can give Facebook access to your contacts, to your Wi-Fi, to all these different things. But that's your choice. You choose to do that. It's no different than me giving you a weapon and training you on how to use that weapon, and then you turning and taking that weapon and pointing it at your foot and shooting yourself in the foot. I can't prevent Right. you from doing that. I can just tell you, here's what's going to happen. If you point this thing at your foot and pull the trigger, you're going to blow a hole in your foot, right? If you download that Facebook app and you put it on your device and you give it access to all these things, then Facebook is going to mine that data. But by you controlling the operating system, you're not going to simply, when you download Facebook and click I agree to the terms of service, it doesn't automatically get access to all these things. It's going to give you a notification, and it's going to say, hey, user, are you sure you want to give Facebook access to all these different things? And you can say yes or no. And if the app decides that it doesn't want to work unless you give it certain access, then you get the choice. Do I really need this app? And going back to what I was saying in the beginning,
right.
we have to rethink and retrain ourselves. You may not need that app on your device. There may be another way for you to access the information that you're looking to access without installing an application on your device that's simply going to be mining your data. Right?
Gotcha.
So the laptops, the phones, the tablets are all running these open source operating systems. And really the key for what we do is helping people migrate. That's really the service that we're offering. And then all the different devices are really just the tools that can help get people from point A to point B. So we okay. want to just help people migrate off of big tech. And right now, if you go to our site, definitely use Patriot 5. You'll get a discount off of your order, but you can sign up right now for a free 15-minute digital privacy consultation, either with myself or someone on my team. And what we're going to do is have a quick audit of all the tools that you use, the applications that you use, and try to get you to start thinking through the process and the journey that you can take to start to migrate off of big tech. Because it is a journey. It's not something that you just rip the Band-Aid off overnight and all of a sudden you're up and running. The people that do that get frustrated because they can't find a certain thing. Something's not working the way that they expect it to. Their settings aren't set up correctly, whatever it might be. It's almost like jumping from a stick shift into a automatic car or an automatic into a stick shift. It takes some time to readjust and to understand where things are and how you're going to use this thing successfully, right? So you have to put a plan in place. It's also no different than if you just open up a new bank account. All of a sudden, all the stuff that's tied to your old bank account doesn't just migrate over to the new bank account. You have to do the audit. You have to go through and say, okay, what accounts do I have? And you have to write down what is my username and password for all these things. And most people, because of the convenience, have probably forgotten most of the usernames and passwords for the things that they use on a regular basis.
Absolutely.
It's going to force you to do that work and put the time in, which we have to do. So if we're going to sit here and get super aggravated and pissed off about what's going on in the world, which we should be, we have to realize that we have to put the work in and the time in. And this is why I love going to prepper events. I love going to organizations and groups that are meeting on a weekly basis, biweekly basis, and they're training and they're working with each other to get better at using all kinds of different tools, not just technology, because they're taking this stuff seriously. We have far too many patriots, and I bet we have some listening right now, and I want to challenge them. Being a patriot right now and saying that you're awake doesn't mean just clicking like and, you know, sharing really cool, interesting red pill articles and wearing a patriot hat. It means you have to get on the front lines of this war right now, preaching truth and love unapologetically. Because if we're going to be on the front lines like the angels and saints and apostles were preaching truth and love, they were constantly facing opposition, and they were martyred for it. So we have to put ourselves in these shoes. It's not about sitting back, living comfy lives, watching, you know, everything burn around me while, you know, you're totally prepared. Definitely get yourself prepared. But if you're not getting pushback right now in your life, which I get a lot of pushback from people who are like, it's too late, Sean. This is such a waste of time. You know, they can see everything anyway. You know, just this black pill mentality. It's no different than people saying there's no point in you growing your own food because they're just going to drop chemicals in the air from the chemtrails and they're going to kill your food,
right,
man. They're going to put poison in the water.
Exactly.
That you use to, does that mean that I don't grow my food?
And
I just say,
yeah.
Right.
Well, let me ask you a question. Mark 37, for those of us and for those of you in the radio land audience, is that a biblical passage? I believe it is.
Sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Mark 3:7.
Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, so it's me and one of our co-founders, James Charles Phillips, who goes by Constitution Cowboy. You can find him on all kinds of different socials. But he and I were praying in the morning, and we were trying to figure out what the heck we wanted to call this business and call this company, and we were reading through Scripture together. And we just happened to read through Mark 3:7, and it happens to be one of my favorite, you know, Mark 3 is one of my favorite passages and sections in Scripture, because Jesus basically calls out the Pharisees who try to call him out for healing a man on the Sabbath. And he's like, really? You assholes? You're going to call me out for healing someone on the Sabbath? Like, where in Scripture,
right,
where in the, you know, the, in Scripture does it say that I can't do that, that we can't do that, that we can't heal the
right
sick and feed the hungry on the Sabbath? So they know that they've been called out and that he's basically made them look like fools in front of the masses. And he knows that the Herodites and the Pharisees and Sadducees are going to try to kill him. So he goes down to the sea. And it says the multitudes followed him from all around. And it lists out a dozen different regions that people left everything and followed Christ down to the sea. So I look at the times that we're in right now, where people have been just lost for the most part and living in this illusion that everything is honky-donky and everything's fine. And that's being shattered left and right. And people are trying to grasp for, well, what is truth? What is real, right? And for me, I know that Christ is King, and I know that he is the truth. And so I've been seeking this truth my whole life. And so we're in these times where people are literally leaving everything. They don't know. They didn't know where they were going to sleep. They didn't know how they were going to get fed. They didn't know where they were going to go to the bathroom. They didn't know any of this stuff. They vaguely knew where this Jesus character was. They had heard the miracles that he was doing and heard what he was saying, and it was truly transformational at the time. No one was talking like this. So they left everything. And we're in these times right now where not only are people starting to do this, they're starting to really awaken into this mindset that maybe I really should just put all my trust in God and just ditch everything else. But they're putting that trust in God now for the first time when a lot of people haven't. And some people are being forced to do that because of the economic woes that we're going through right now.
Sure.
You know, the controlled demolition. They're being forced to do it. And others are simply saying, you know what, I'm working for a company that is truly serving the devil and doing evil things, and I just can't do this anymore. And I used to have the excuse that, well, you know, the insurance is great, and I've got a mortgage, and I've got kids in college, and I've got this, and I've excuse after excuse after excuse as to why they can't do what that little voice in their head is saying, you really need to leave. You really need to go serve a bigger purpose than making this company more money and being a slave to the wage. And so that's why we call the company Mark 3:7. The other cool thing about it is if you look at Mark 3:7 and you look at the 3 as an E and the 7 as a T, that spells market, M-A-R-K-E-T. And the reality is a new market is emerging. We call it a parallel economy. And that's why I came to Vegas, and that's how I met Walter, because we were at a conference that was all about building a parallel economy. And it was the companies that stand on the same truth that are all trying to provide services and products to those who still want to exist and do business without being canceled or deplatformed simply because we support free speech or we support the Second Amendment or because we have differing opinions than the globalist Luciferian, you know, schmucks that are trying to kill us right now.
God, so true. Well, I got a question for you. Why is our digital security as important as our physical security is in today's America and beyond?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So just as in physical security, right, there's different layers, right? Not everyone needs to be a Krav Maga, you know, master martial artist or a three-gun, you know, sniper specialist. Some people just need to have some basic situational awareness so they don't put themselves in really crappy situations that get themselves hurt. And for most people, they have some basic situational awareness. They can kind of pick up on some clues if there's a bad guy coming at them or near them, and they'll cross the street or they'll lock their doors in their car or whatever it might be. But we have had zero training on technology situational awareness. And I truly believe that that's by design, because the less people understand and know about how and why these devices do what they do and how they work, then the less you're going to even question why it's doing what it's doing or how it's doing what it's doing. And if people truly knew what was happening with these devices, they would instantaneously decide, I need to throw this thing away, and I need to make the transition. I need to switch off of these devices that are truly using me for all of this data to make them money, and to find all these creative ways to subversively steer society and control the information that people hear and see on a daily basis. And that's so important for people to understand, is how effective these devices are at controlling the narrative so that people don't even know the truth, because it's all filtered through these companies and these devices. They can control what you see and what you hear.
Sean,
so
quick question.
Digital,
you know, a lot of – oh, sorry. I just want to to say one thing. A lot of people who are hearing this, they're thinking it's like a Mission Impossible TV show with a burner phone, you know, and the guy throws the burner phone in the dumpster fire and runs down the alley. You're talking about something beyond that, where it's actually a software that protects the consumer and isn't ruled or run by big tech, right?
100%. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And anyone can do it. My 77-year-old dad, who's literally one of the most technology illiterate people on the planet, is using a ghost phone and he's using a ghost laptop. He's had to relearn how to do some certain things, but he's using both of these tools very successfully and spreading the word with all of his friends. And I'm telling you, if my dad can do it, anyone can do it. And my partner, James, who I mentioned before, we have our own podcast called The Cowboy in the Suit because he truly is a cowboy. He was a rancher growing up. He was a Marine or is a Marine. He was a bronc rider. He was a Mississippi State Trooper. He truly is the cowboy, and he's technology not savvy. And he's been using these tools as well, and I've trained him on how to get active on these things and using these things. And I'm telling you, if my dad
was
can
a bronc rider,
yes,
that's incredible.
Yeah, he's a badass.
No doubt. Let me ask you this. What about the proposed central bank digital currency? They're always talking about, you know, the new CBDCs are coming out, and the Federal Reserve is saying we're going to have a digital currency. Will your software, will it interface with that? What's your take on all that? That's a big, a huge mountain that I just pushed over to you. But delve into that just for a little bit and tell the audience how your software, your company, can at least manage that in the future.
Well, I'll give you a perfect example, right? So during COVID, most people probably know, and maybe some people don't know, but without your knowledge, if you were using an iPhone or you were using a Google Android device, you had pre-installed on your phone with an update a COVID tracker that was tracking where you were and who you were near and who you were next to. You didn't comply to that. It was just pre-installed on your device for you to protect you, right? For your health and for your benefit, we're going to install this app that's going to now feed all this information to the CDC, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the same dynamic is going to happen with our devices. All these quote-unquote smart devices are going to have pre-installed on them other types of tracking that are tied to the central bank digital currency and tied to the social credit score. And for anyone who's like, oh, that's not going to happen, there's no way, I guarantee you they're going to push as hard as possible to make that happen in the very near future, probably even before November, even though we have certain states that are saying that they're going to push back against it. They're going to push as hard as possible to make that a paradigm reality. It's already real in Europe. It's already real in Asia. It's coming to the States real soon. So by having a device that you control, no one can put any software, any applications on that device without you approving it. So you, again, you're regaining control of and sovereignty of these tools so that they serve you. And it may come where they're going to try to pass legislation where you can't have these types of devices. You can only have devices that have certain applications that are preloaded on them. I kind of liken that to, okay, that's like them saying you have to hand over all your guns. People are going to be like, yeah, come and get it, right?
Right.
And the cool thing is, you know, I'm one of literally millions of geeks who are just as pissed off and are creating all kinds of new cool technologies that will allow people to, you know, I run three businesses off of all open source stuff, and I know literally hundreds of others who do. It's entirely possible. This stuff has evolved so much over the last couple years alone because we've seen this tyranny coming down the pipe. So with every yin, there's a yang, right? So with the egregious tyranny that's coming, we have just as many people who are pushing back and are trying to create, you know, with the American innovative spirit, creating new tools and new technologies to basically bypass and get around all this bullshit crap that they're trying to shove down our throats.
No doubt. They are. I love this stuff. It's a great product. And folks, go to Mark37.com. That is a biblical passage. One last question, Sean. And you touched on this earlier. You could wrap it up for us, and I want you to plug your website and your line of products there at the end here. And of course, folks, American Patriot Supply is also bringing Sean to the show tonight. Love all that. Why do we all need to be concerned about how our cell phones or tablets or devices are being programmed by big tech? We know they're big and evil. We know they're mining our data. They're selling it to God knows who. But how does all that affect the average man, the average Joe on the street day to day? And what should he be really concerned about?
So it's twofold. One is they're making money off of us, right? Then people who say, well, I've already paid for my phone, so I'm not giving them any money. Well, the reality is you are giving them money. They are making money off of you six ways to Sunday because you give them all of your data by using these devices. That's key. That's absolutely paramount. They're listening in as well on all of your comms. So I don't know, this is a little bit of a short tangent that I'm going to go down, but I bet you've had listeners or yourself, you've had a moment where you're like, you know, I thought about something, and then I saw an ad for it. Is it reading my mind? Is it reading my thoughts?
Absolutely, it's happened to me.
Yeah. So get this, man. If I know everything about you, I know when you're on an application or a website, I know if you even hesitate for a fraction of a second, because I can see your retinas of your eyes on this app, whether you slow down and you look at a certain ad or not, you may have unconsciously or subconsciously slowed down, saw something an hour before, a day before, whatever it is. That data point right there is registered, and it's tracked. And they're pushing it out there, and they say, does anyone want to buy the fact that this consumer might be interested in this type of a product because they hesitated for a fraction of a second on this type of an ad? And then you see the ad.
Wow.
But you don't remember what you were doing that moment.
You don't.
You think to yourself,
no, you don't.
And you think to yourself, oh, my gosh, they're reading my mind. Well, no, man. If I know so much about you, I can get so targeted. I know exactly what to say to trigger you, and I know exactly what to put in front of you to make you spend more time on my website. When I have an army of bots that aren't even real people, I can then flood this information at you so that eventually, hopefully, you'll get triggered and spend more time on the website having an argument with a robot, with someone who's not even real.
Right.
Or looking at ads that you didn't even know that you were interested in, but I know because I've watched your habits every single second of every day over the last couple years. That's where this type of intelligence, this has already been out for years. This is not brand new stuff. Like this AI stuff that we're hearing about and like, oh, this is crazy. It's going to get even more scary.
Sure.
It's already scary, man. This stuff has been out for a long time. They've only
now
decided
to
push it out to the masses.
Yeah, it got here really fast. I thought it was 10 years out. No, it's already here. You're spot on. Absolutely.
Because it's been here. It's been here. DARPA and our DOD have been working on this stuff for a very long time.
Yes. Gosh. Sean, tell us about your website again. Please plug that. Any toll-free numbers? Anything you got?
Mark37.com. I would just go there, explore. We literally have a mountain of resources. And I would say if any of you have groups that are meeting on a regular basis, again, on a weekly, biweekly, monthly basis of people who are ready to take this type of conversation seriously, I'm traveling all over the country right now meeting with those types of groups and organizations and helping get people educated and trained on how to use these things effectively.
Love it. Can they email you while you're on the road or at your company site at mark37.com? Which is better?
Yeah, definitely throw an email. Go to the website. We have a live chat on there. We're there most of the day, so we can talk with you there. In fact, I have it open right now. I see a handful of people come to the site, so that's great. You know, if you want to chat,
good.
You can just hit up that live chat. And if not, just email support at mark37.com, support at mark37, or hit up our Telegram channel, our True Social channel. We have a Twitter channel, and we have a Gab channel. We're on all those different mediums if you can find us.
And now you're on the Von Wien Show channel on Blog Talk Radio as well. This has been great. Sean Patrick-Tario, it's a pleasure talking to you. You're a wealth of information. I knew Paul would find a good one, an excellent VIP guest, which you are. I want to thank you for your time tonight and imparting your great knowledge to the American people, to the patriots, the preppers out there. And what are your final thoughts to America as we wrap up this fantastic interview tonight?
I would just say we need to pray, man. We need to get right. We need to do penance. We need to get right with God, and everything else will take care of itself from there. I mean, we can get so wrapped up and worried about what's going on in the world around us, but we really need to focus on what's going on within us and make sure that we are right with Christ, and everything else from there will solve itself.
Amen, brother. Well, the patron saint of the Von Wien Show is Saint Michael, the most powerful archangel. We've always invoked him on the show. We will continue to do so. Sean, thanks so much for your time, sir. We thank you so much. Mark37.com, folks. Check it out. Go there tonight at mark37.com/Patriot5. We'll also get you to the right place. Sean, thanks a lot. We appreciate you and salute you, sir, from the Von Wien Show.
Thank you. Bless you.
Bless you, too. Have a great night. Fantastic. Wow. Well, he's a wealth of information, a VIP like no other. Love it. Great product line. Get away from big tech. Secure your data. Secure your lives. He's right, though. America's got to repent, pray like never before. We've lost the veil of protection, and I've told you that before on the show. I'm not an altar boy, but God talks to me in his own way, and I am one of his soldiers, and I will do what he commands me to do. Rest assured. We'll get to the Gladiator next in the Las Vegas Strip. Get a cocktail, and we'll play a little bit of Viva Las Vegas, the new theme song for the Gladiators.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living the devil may care, and I'm just a devil with love to spare. So Viva Las Vegas, Viva Las Vegas. How I wish that there were more than 24 hours in the day. Even if there were 40 more, I wouldn't sleep a minute away. Oh, there's blackjack and poker and the roulette wheel. A fortune won and lost on every deal. All you need is a strong heart and a nerve of steel. Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas with your neon flashing and your one-arm bandits crashing. Almost hauled down the drain. Viva Las Vegas turning day into nighttime, turning night into daytime. If you see it once, you'll never be the same again. I'm gonna keep on the run, I'm gonna have me some fun. If it cost me my very last dime. If I wind up broke, well, I'll always remember that I had a swing in time. I'm gonna give it everything I've got. Lady luck, please let the dice stay hot. Let me shoot a seven with every shot. Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas! Viva! Viva!
Viva Las Vegas, baby. Let's go, the Gladiator on the Las Vegas Strip. Welcome to the show, Mr. Gladiator. We're so glad you could join us tonight. How are you, sir?
Good. What's happening?
What a VIP guest, huh? Mark37.com. Oh, my God. Good high-tech information for all the Patriots out there.
Yep. So I met Sean at the Replatform America show, where I met Wayne Allen Root and Howard from the Dirty Man Safe Company that we had on a couple weeks back. And it was interesting, like when I first started talking to Sean, I looked around the room, I looked at him. And he's like, he said, you know what? And I said, well, you're the one, right? And he goes, I don't know what you mean. I go, you're the smartest guy in the room. And
yes, he is.
And then he turned to me and he said, well, what does that make you? And I go, it makes me the smartest guy in the room who knows who the smartest guy in the room is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've always lived by that moniker to, you know, find the smartest guy in the room and know who he is. And
that's right.
I've always done that from college through my, you know, current day. And then when I saw what he was doing, I was like, wow, I mean, it's amazing. You know, these cell phones and laptops and tablets that he programs that are non-trackable, non-traceable. You know, you don't have to be tracked. You don't have to be traced. The eyes don't have to be on you and the ears don't have to be listening to you. And that's exactly what Sean does. He deprograms the eyes, the ears, and the code. Like, he takes that all away, wipes them clean. So you've got a product, a device type of software was never developed. And now the one thing you don't want to do is you don't want to buy a device from mark37.com/Patriot5. That'll get you your 5% off the products at Mark 37. But you don't want to buy the products and then, like, go into Facebook, download Facebook, or start logging into Facebook. Like, you don't want to go to their sites because their software will infiltrate your clean phone or your clean tablet or your clean laptop. So
yeah,
if you want to keep it clean, don't get anyone to infiltrate you. Go to Truth Social instead of Facebook. Like, go on the platforms that are like-minded like you. Go on Gab, right? Go on the non-woke companies, the non-liberal companies, and literally, like, go to where constitutional patriots, you know, Christian constitutional patriots, where we all gather and hang out, and don't get sucked in to the Facebooks, to the Amazons of the world. Stay away from them. You know, don't go to Google. Like, don't go to Google, like, on your phone, laptop, and your devices. Like, buy a clean device. I do have one of the cell phones from Sean from mark37.com. You can literally buy the phone, take your SIM card of all your contacts and everything you have in that, that is your cell phone number, put it into the phone where the SIM card goes. And that phone will be non-tracked, non-traced, and free from woke big tech. So that's you know, nowadays we really do need to watch everything. Because if your phone is in your room of your house, apartment, your laptop, your tablet, if it is in the area and you are talking, it is picking up everything you're saying. You don't need to ask Alexa everything. She's already listening.
Really?
Yeah. Stop asking Alexa. you don't have to say, "Hey Siri, you know, are you there?" No, Siri's there. She's listening. She's always listening. So, you know, you don't want to have these devices in and around you. They're following you. They're tracking you. They're tracing you. And that's not only these companies, but then they do, like Sean said, they share it with the U.S. government, with all the three-letter agencies. And they
yep.
are following everything along with big tech. It's a marriage that big tech and the U.S. government, the three-letter agencies, made many years ago, and they're still hiding under the Patriot Act to use all of this. For example, I'll give you a good example. This is a true story. So if an illegal alien, now remember, they get cell phones and they get Visa cards.
So true. They load them all up. $5,000, baby. Yep. $5,000 ahead.
And a cell phone that is tracked and traced by the U.S. government. Now,
mm-hmm.
I need the listeners to listen closely because this is what's happening. If that illegal alien is hired by a landscaper and that landscaper goes to your home and that illegal alien's phone is on him and you make a phone call and you're on the phone with somebody while that landscaper's outside, you know, trimming your bush, and you say something and it is listened by that cell phone of that illegal alien, then the three-letter agencies will say, wait a minute, that's from an illegal alien cell phone. So now that illegal alien is on that property. Now we have probable cause. So the government's giving them the cell phones to create probable cause that you are hanging around with illegal aliens. You are aiding and abetting them, maybe hiding them in your house. Because they won't know if they're with the landscaper or if you invited him to live in your house as an illegal alien and you're aiding and abetting them. And that's how they're going after the Christian, quote unquote, you know, the terrorists, right? Christian terrorists in America. White Christian terrorists is what the U.S. government is calling as a new phrase. And they want to put us all on their terrorist watch list. Well, that's what's happening in America. It actually happened to a, you know, 50-some-odd-year-old man who happened to have a conversation with these cell phones in the pockets of the workers of this landscaping company. And they were all illegal aliens, and it was listened to, and they showed up at his house and arrested him. And this is what's happening in America. So you want clean devices. Sean is all the way down that rabbit hole. You really mark37.com/Patriot5. It's you know, an American Patriot supply promotion. We're going to bring you more. We're going to have more VIP guests coming on, like the Dirty Man Safe, like mark37.com. Howard and Sean, these are, you know, American Patriots, and they want to get their products in the hands of American Patriots. That's the replatform America. That's the new American economy we're trying to create. So don't go to Walmart and give them your money so they can take all their profits and support Joe Biden and support Chuck Schumer and support Nancy Pelosi. Don't go to Amazon and let, you know, Bezos, who owns the Washington Post newspaper, and, you know, don't let him give George Soros some money, and Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer, and Joe Biden, and Kamala Harris. Don't let them give their profitable money to support the opposition. And that's the problem with America. We've got to create this new economy, this new parallel economy in America, where we all shop between ourselves, support ourselves, and support our agenda, and not give our hard-earned money to these woke companies like the Walmarts, like the Amazons, like the Targets. You know, all these companies, you're giving them your profit and your money, and they're taking the money and supporting the opposition. And if you don't think that's happening,
they are.
Don't think it's happening, wake up, America, because they are woke on the other side, okay? But you are sleeping, and you're not even awake on this side. If you don't think it's happening and you don't think you make a difference, then just go register as a Democrat and get out of our way. So we know who you are as an enemy. Go to the other side. Like, if you don't want to do the hard work to save America, then America won't be saved. But if you say that, you know, your agenda and your mission is to help save this country, then grab a gun, stand next to us, deplatform the woke America, replatform and awake the right nationalist, America First, Christian conservatives, you know, the constitutional conservatives, and let's take our country back. And that's basically where it happens. And we've got to support each other this way, or it's never going to happen. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. Yeah, we have to do a lot of business among ourselves as patriots. I like the parallel economy idea a lot. We can have some fun with it. And I've always said, be a happy warrior. This isn't doom and gloom. This is really a bright spot in the future.
Yeah.
Be the happy warrior that you know you want to be. We can flip off federal government and the national media. I've always said, we don't need them. All we need is ourselves, our own people. There's millions of us that think this way throughout the entire country. Millions of us. And we're out there. All we have to do is organize ourselves. And like Paul said, instead of giving your money to these big tech companies and big retail box stores like Walmart, who are always funding leftist causes to undermine you and subvert you. Bottom
line.
Go ahead, Paul.
That's right. So, you know, I'm trying to do my part. So I've got American Patriot Supply. I've got America Strong Products, America Strong Store, American Patriot Warehouse. We're going to put up these domains soon enough. We're going to have companies that will be enjoined, like the Dirty Man Safe, like Mark 37. We're going to build a whole platform on these websites so that we can put everybody together and get us all connected so that we can not use the Amazons of the world, the eBays of the world. You know, we'll create that parallel economy. I'm doing my best. I'm trying to get this thing organized and put through. Every time I do connect with an amazing supplier of a product or service, like Howard and Sean, I will be bringing them to you. We'll put them on. We'll give discounts.
Sure.
We'll work out a discount with them. Sean was gracious enough to do the 5% off any one of his product services on the site. Just use, you know, www.bart37.com/Patriot5, and you get the 5% off the product line. We're going to try to do our best on this. If all the listeners can make that one switch, just make one switch. Each and every switch that we make to support the parallel economy and not support the woke economy will help and make a difference. And then we can gather, you know, in the future and say, okay, what candidates do we want to support? And we will, as a massive group, support those candidates, you know, local, regional, state, and national politics. We can influence, we can actually make a difference, but one person, you know, not going to make big of a difference in that realm, but millions upon millions upon millions of us, we can all as one then make a difference, right?
Love it. Love it.
Yeah, man.
Spot on, man. Good stuff, Paul. Thanks so much. American patriots, stand together, stand strong, and support each other economically. Financially,
right.
We got billions among us. Let's share some cash, you know?
Yeah. Meanwhile, there's another event coming up here in Las Vegas. Stephen K. Bannon is doing it. And it's going to be pretty amazing. It's next week. I know it's short notice, but he is actually having the Gladiator School. So obviously, Paul the Gladiator.
Nice.
I saw it happen, and I was like, wait, Gladiator School? Stephen K. Bannon from the world. That's going to be here in Las Vegas next
weekend.
There you go. So if anybody does have the time, check it out. Go to War Room. Go to Stephen K. Bannon's site. He's on Real America's Voice TV. I think that's going to be another amazing event like Replatform America was. I'm going to go. And, you know, if we all do our part here within the United States of America, you know, I think we can help save this country. And, you know, we all group together. We help each other. And, you know, if these platforms for me grow in size, we will also add platforms to help American patriots, you know, make the move to maybe come up with their own product or service, something that they're really good in a niche market, so that we can help promote everybody else as well. So that's open for the listeners on the show too. Okay.
Awesome. Amen, brother. Amen. Gladiator, great call for the Las Vegas Strip, sir. We appreciate you. Salute you. Have a great night. Great call.
You too. Good night.
Thanks, sir. You got good night. He's right. We have a country to save, and we've got to get on target, get our act together. As now, I'm a nationalist, and many of our conservative friends are out there. And we've talked about that before, the political spectrum in America. Well, we got more calls to go to. This show is far from over. We're going to be in some serious overtime tonight. Get a cocktail, get a drink. The guest is coming up next. Yes, the Gunslinger. Gunslinger, get ready. We'll play a little bit of Elvis for the Las Vegas Strip again from the 68 Comeback Special, one of my favorite Elvis CDs.
Oh, baby, I'm gonna teach you what love. Baby, don't fight. All you gotta do, let yourself go. All you need is just a little rehearsal. The first thing that you know, you'll be ready for the grand finale. So come on. Yourself go. Let yourself go now. Yeah, let yourself go. Let yourself go now.
That's one of my favorite Elvis songs, Let Yourself Go. Love that. Good stuff. Well, we will pray to God for Mark37.com tonight. Dear Lord, we invoke you in a gracious way, humble way, to make this company successful. Make the patriots of America stronger than ever. May your heavenly hand, your divine wisdom bless this company, bless this nation. It's so far off the tracks. bless our people, and give us your armor of protection. For thine is the kingdom and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Gosh. Well, I am a soldier of God, as I told you before. We are God's army on planet Earth. We will do his bidding. Well, this is the war on the white man tonight. It's a theme. It's true. It's going on. Gunslinger, what do you have to say about tonight's show and the theme?
Well.
Yes,
well,
sir.
It is time to fucking lock and load in this country. It's been way past due. And the reason is you've got these damn niggers out there that are killing our white people. Prove me fucking wrong. They are. You just look at that article I put in the chat room early up on the top there. Okay? That's just one of tens of thousands of cases across this country where these dumb scumbags are killing not only the white men, okay, they are killing the white women and poisoning their system with their bullshit. Okay? This shit has got to stop. Okay? And they call us fucking racist, motherfuckers. You're the motherfucking racist. Okay? If it wasn't for us white European people, you'd be over there still swinging from goddamn trees and fucking apes over there in Africa. Damn it. And you know it's fucking true.
It is. God.
Sorry about being on a soapbox here, but this is really pissing the gunslinger off. Okay? This is the most ridiculous thing that I don't know why the white man has not risen up a long time ago and take this fucking country back. The blacks have their own country. It's called Africa. Go back to that motherland that you so love, okay? Look at the crime in this fucking country. Look at the prison population in this country. You want me to tell you what the majority of the prison population in this country and in the jails all across the country is? It's fucking black. Okay?
Hello?
So you tell me who is in the zoo and who makes the most fucking or does and commits the most crime in this country. And yes, there are some dirty ass fucking low life white people too. Ain't no doubt about it. Okay? But the majority of the crime that is committed, the rapes, the murders, the home invasion, everything is committed by the ghetto nigga.
80-90%? Absolutely.
That's right.
Can you say nigga please on this show?
That's what I was fixing to goddamn say. Nigga please.
Okay. I mean, I don't know what you say. It just sounds so funny.
This country was
designed a joke.
This country was designed for the white European people.
That's right.
Look at the Declaration of Independence. It says for our posterity. When they signed that great document, did you see a nigger? Did you see a Mexican? Did you see a fucking Jew?
No.
A Muslim signing that fucking document. Who did you see? White European.
All white men of European ancestry. There was no Omar wearing a freaking turban. Nobody on a magic carpet from some Middle Eastern hellhole. No Israeli hook-nosed Jew. telling you.
That's right.
We're going to change America, make it a Christian Judeo. That's such a cringe worthy. It's a Christian Judeo nation. No, it's not.
Right.
No, it's not. Just stop the insanity. And the other guy who's running for Congress here in Arizona goes, oh, America was founded on Islamic principles. Well, screw you two. No, it wasn't. You got to start slapping this crap down when you see it, when you hear it, folks, all over the place. Start calling these people. You know what? They robo-dial me, and they'll say, hey, do you support us? I'm so-and-so. And I'll fire right back at them a nasty text message. You're a treasonous bastard, and get the hell off my phone. And you know what? I never hear back. If you want to get rid of these people asking you for money, just stop the niceties. We're beyond that now. After they stole our election and they didn't let Trump win in 2020, no more Mr. Nice Guy, no more pleasantries. We're at war with these people. F them. Screw them all. They're lucky I'm not in charge. I'd have them all arrested for treason, and I'm not kidding. I would have men. I would dispatch my men all over this nation, start arresting these people. In big tech, Silicon Valley, you're targeted. D.C., Congress, my God, mayors, get rid of these people that are in positions of power, overlording to us, dictating to us how to live our lives. Go ahead, sir.
Absolutely. You know, there was some nigger bitch on the internet saying that the niggers and the nigger race made America. They created the country. What
BS.
A bunch of fucking black bullshit. The niggers did not, create a goddamn thing in this fucking country. Now, they may have added to a little bit back in the day. Okay, I'll give credit where credit is due. But the majority of this country was fucking founded people. These dumb fucks, ain't got enough goddamn sense to pour piss out of a goddamn boot, thinks that their race made America. How delusional.
Delusional crap. And then we got Trump, who adds, I hate to say it, I like Trump, but he adds fuel to the fire. I've seen him many times. He goes, well, it's going to be huge, America. Then he gets in front of a bunch of black people. The blacks built America, The blacks built. I mean, dude, just stop it. Stop pandering. I know you're a billionaire, and you want everyone to love you. That's a weakness, not a strength. When you want everyone to love you, it's a weakness. Because you're going to say things that aren't true, and you're going to say things, and I know it feels good in the moment. I get it. You want everyone to slap you on the back. Yeah. Look, the black vote didn't put your ass in power, did it? I rest my case. Go ahead, gunslinger.
Well, not to get into a Trump rant, but he did do a lot of things that I don't agree with. Okay? It was better than two. All right? But back to the blacks and everything. That's what I'm going to rant right now, okay? These people, just like Maxie Pad Waters and one of these other fucking people. Did you see that fucking interview that she had that she was trying to explain that the moon is a gaseous planet?
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
This shows the fucking ignorance. The fucking ignorance. And the low IQ of these dumb fucking ape motherfuckers. I'm sorry.
The moon's a pizza pie. That's a gaseous form out there. Yeah, that was classic,
cheese,
dude.
Made out of cheese. It's made out of cheese. I'm telling you, I know. Give me a fucking break, nigger, please. Okay? I mean, I've heard some stupid shit in my days. And I'm 60 years old. This is the most ridiculous goddamn thing I've ever fucking heard of in my entire life. Any fucking city that is ran by these goddamn motherfuckers, look at them. Look at the filth
I know.
That they have. Look at the cities New York, Detroit, L.A., all of them, nigger fucking mayors, nigger goddamn governors. Look at what happened. Well, it's a shithole in this great
fucking
America.
And I always say they are blue cities and blue cities, but they're going to turn red when the ghetto people there, all the ghetto thugs torch it and set it on fire.
And they've done that before, and nobody did a damn thing about it.
Yeah. BLM torched about 20 cities. Nobody gives a rat's ass.
Right.
Antifa does it. They already did all that during Trump's term. And I said, arrest those mofos. Send out the National Guard, the Army, arrest them.
Well, can't do that.
We're going to be called, we're going to be called a racist if we do that. We don't want to be called a racist. This is where I have a problem with conservatives. I mean, they have no balls, no backbone. They talk a big game, but when in the crucial moment of the battle, when we need troops in the field, they will never put them out there. They will order the police to stand down, which is exactly what I predicted. I was spot on, and the police stayed in their little fortifications. They never went out and made – oh, they made a couple of arrests for the papers. That was about it. They did a real – and Trump didn't do a damn thing. He sat there in the White House and just said, let's all get along. Typical bullshit. I'm going, they're torching D.C. The barbarians are at the gates, and they torched that church right there in D.C., and you did nothing about it. Nothing. Hate to say it.
Right.
I sat back and I go, you talk tough, boy, but hate to say, you're one of those guys I used to know in high school. Talks tough, boy, in a fight, they fold real quick. And they're on the ground. They fold.
Well,
my kind of people,
like,
we don't fold.
Yeah, we don't fold. No, that's true. But, you know, if you look at Lincoln said a good thing right there. It says, don't forget that nigger in Congress who said the island was going to tip over. Remember that? How can you get up in front of fucking people and tell me or tell them that if you put too many people on one end of a goddamn island, it's going to fucking tip over? Nigger, please. That is the most ignorant damn thing I have ever heard in my fucking life. Give me
so
a fucking break, please. I mean, this is crazy.
God.
How can some people be that goddamn stupid?
Oh, they are.
Scotty beat me up.
They are.
There ain't no goddamn telling left. And one more thing about the economy, that what your guest was talking about. It's great, and it sounds like a pretty good plan, but if we don't get these cocksuckers out of government, there's not going to be no fucking economy, buddy.
That's
okay?
Right.
It's all going to go down in the fucking shit. Okay. And I'll give you one example. I'll give you one example of why it would go down in the shithole, because it even happened in the past. It happened in 1859. Okay? It's called the Carrington Effect. Okay? Since I'm a master electrician, electrical engineer, retired. Okay? This thing was caused by a solar flare. Okay? It was a thing real short. All it had was telegraphs and all this shit back in. If that was to happen today, or Rocket Boy decides to fucking launch one of his fucking idiot nukes up in the atmosphere, these transformers that power our great nation would be destroyed in matter of seconds.
Oh,
you think I'm
kidding?
Go fucking look
it
up. And these fucking transformers, they don't keep spares because they cost about $80 million a piece. They're not made in America. They're made overseas. And it takes at least 4 years to make one.
Yeah.
Plus transportation, plus insulation. So you would be in the dark, most of this country, for at least 5 to 6 years. Where's the economy? How you going to do an economy when you ain't got, where was Moses when the lights went out? In the fucking dark. How you going to be economy if you ain't got no goddamn power?
All it takes is one EMP attack from North Korea and you're screwed. Or China.
Yeah, China. Screwed and fucking blue. Nigger, please.
That's why we got to stick together, man. And as a Patriot front, there's all kinds of us that are out there, and we're scrappers on this show. And wow, Gunslinger, fantastic rant, best rant ever.
One more thing.
Go for it.
That is going to take to get this fucking country back is God, guts, and guns. Have a nice day.
I heard that click. Love it.
That click.
Nigga, please.
Nigga, please. Not a millimeter. Damn.
Oh, my God. The show your mother warned you about, the Von Wien Show, infamous and legendary. The Gunslinger has left the studio.
All right, folks. Calm down. Go about your business. These jokers will be gone soon. Now, why y'all want to come into my town and start trouble? And scare all these nice people? You ain't got nothing better to do than to come into Bill Sharp's town and show your ass.
That's the best promo ever for Gunslinger. Lincoln's up next. We're going to get Lincoln on, and we got to get the right song. A dramatic tribute from World War II from my dramatic brethren there in the German forest, fighting against the Bolsheviks on both sides.
I hate to go after that rant from Gunslinger, man. That's hard to follow.
Well, I always tell folks, Lincoln, this show, it gets wilder the longer it goes. I mean, we start out, you know, with a great VIP, a great show format, and then we just sort of go off into all kinds of tangents. That was one of the best rants ever. And, folks, if you're listening for the first time, I never promise you that this is a PG-rated show. We are definitely R++++. This is a show that is, look, we're no altar boys here. We're patriots like our founding fathers with guns and grit and God and all that good stuff. But what are your thoughts tonight, man? And good to hear your voice. Been a while.
Well, just to I'd like to let you know that I'm a racist.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Oh, God. What are we going to do? Well, actually, in America today, being a racist will keep you alive. That's what I tell people. Think about it.
You know, that's how you take the power away from those faggots. That's how you take the power. I've been doing this for a few years. That's how you take the – like that John Smith faggot that comes in your chat room every now and then.
Oh, yes.
Like, you know, they call you those names to put you on defense. You know, that's where all these fucking
I fire right back at him. You see me. I fire right back at him. Yeah, I don't care about that.
They're so scared of being called a racist.
That means nothing to me.
The worst thing on earth. So, you know.
Right. Well, most conservatives told they. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead, man.
So I got some guy, and he was like, oh, fucking racist. I'm like, they say that because they want you to run. They want you to start saying, oh, no, I'm not a racist. I just think this. I'm not a racist.
That's right.
I have a black friend. I'm not a racist. No, they do that shit to put you on defense. When they say, oh, you're a racist, say, fucking right, I'm a racist. And they don't know where to go. They're confused. They're like, well, you're supposed to run away in fear and give me 1,000 reasons why you're not a racist. No, just, yeah, okay, I'm a racist. Yes.
Because they're so used to most conservatives and Q-tards, I hate to say it, from my own party, or used to be, they run and hide. You're right. They're so afraid of being called a name. It's funny. The Democrats talk about race, I always say, 24-7. They're always talking about race, color, and creed. And they're nasty about it. And they say, we hate whitey, we blame whitey, honky this, honky that, cracker this, cracker that, and they get away with it on national television. You know, but if you say anything about you can't say that about the blacks because you're a white guy and you've got your white privilege, right? Hell, there's more Jewish privilege in this country, more black privilege, more female privilege than white male privilege. There's a war on whitey. You and I both know it, Lincoln, you know?
Well, we just saw it shake out in the we just saw who won the victim Olympics. I call it the victim Olympics. Who the bigger victim is? When we saw the battle there between the Jew Ben Shapiro and the nigger Candace Owens. We saw who the bigger victim is. Who won? Which was Ben Shapiro. And I wanted to ask you about that. I haven't heard you talk about that at all, but. You know, the whole dust-up there with Candace Owens getting fired because she mentioned the Jews. So when they're firing niggers for mentioning Jews, we know who the ultimate victim is, which is the Jew.
Right. You know, on my show, just to back up, folks, this is real America talk. This is how people really talk in a lot of parts of the country. So if it offends you, turn the dial. I'm cool with that. I've always said we're not trying to be the biggest show. We're not. It'd be great if we were. There's so many bigger shows. But my show, we make inroads where other shows fail completely. And we're in tune and we're in touch with the average man and the woman in America. You know, I'll be honest with you. Lincoln, I don't bring up too many other shows because, one, I don't want to give them free advertising. That's why I don't invoke the name of Shapiro or stuff like that. One, to me, he's a typical Beltway Jewish guy, okay? They gave him a show. He talks real fast. He thinks he's super intelligent because he talks fast. He's very articulate. But to me, the fastest talker in the room doesn't make you the smartest guy in the room. Doesn't. You know? He's just another glib Jewish guy that got lucky. He's worth millions of dollars. He's far more successful than me. But, of course, let's not forget, he's had a lot of help in the media. And I'm sure a lot of it was because of his, you know, Jewish religion, Jewish connections. People will say, oh, I can't believe you said that. But look, man, if you just scrape the surface, as you well know, they're all interrelated. It really helps if you want to make it in Hollywood or even in the Beltway. If you say you're Jewish and you even semi-half-ass practice that faith, say you're a Zionist, which Ben Shapiro is and stuff like that, people are going to think you're wonderful. They're going to elevate you. They're going to give you a college circuit. They're going to pay for your travel. See, no one's paying me to speak or paying for my college circuit where they put me up in a nice Hyatt or Hilton, and the next day I'll be talking to, let's say, Wisconsin State, and the next day I'm going to Pennsylvania State or Harvard or Yale. That's what a lot of these guys do. They become grifters. They get on the college circuit. They get those great videos that really catapult them to fame, you know. We tried calling a few universities
back in the day, and no, they says, no, we don't want anything with your show. Because, one, you're not Jewish, and, two, you're not leftist. And if you're not those two, see, you can go to a campus if you're a conservative Jew, but not if you're a conservative Christian. Try to get on a college campus really, really hard, really hard. You got to have a big, big name to get on it, or be a big author. Even then, they'll shout you down, boycott you. And to me, like I've always said, I've always told folks, if you want me to speak at stuff like that, you got to, I'm sorry, you got to fund me. I need a really rich benefactor, because let's face it, travel, flights, hotels, meals, I got bills back in Arizona. I need someone to take care of all of that. And then I'll go around the country. But they got to fund me. If they don't fund me, ain't going to happen. I'm not doing it for free, you know.
That's because Jews won the victim Olympics. Like, the Jew can get on these. The Jew can do anything they want in this country. Like, literally anything they want, because they can throw around their little fucking their little circumcised dick in the room, and all they got to do is say, oh, they can hide behind, I'm a Jew, and everyone's terrified to say anything because they're a Jew. So, you know, Ben Shapiro can go on these campuses. Milo Yiannopoulos, that fucking faggot, he can go on whatever, do his thing, because he has that defense. He has that shield in front of him. I'm a Jew, and everyone's terrified to say anything about the guy because
that's
don't
right.
Don't be an anti-Semite.
He's a gay Jew at that, allegedly.
They won the victim Olympics, but you cannot question a Jew no matter what they do. You know, Ben Shapiro, like, what's Ben Shapiro's claim to fame? He goes on college campuses, owns some fucking shit lib 400-pound fucking fat feminist bitch, and he owns her, some fucking pothead with blue hair and shit, and he makes her look dumb in front of a crowd. So all these conservatives worship him, like, oh, he really showed her, you know. But then he runs from any kind of real debate. He won't debate a Jared Taylor. He won't even debate a Nick Fuentes. I mean, fucking, I won't even debate Alex Jones, who's fucking half-retarded himself. I mean, he only debates these blue-haired, 400-pound feminists, which are easy to beat.
That's right. But my point is, he gets on the campus. He gets on the campus because the campus university people, from the president on down, they're afraid of being called anti-Semitic. Because Ben Shapiro will play that card. He'll say, well, you didn't bring me on because I'm a Jew. I've seen him before get a little frazzled. And he invokes the Jew card. And most people in America are, I always say, they are not up to speed with all the minorities in the country. It's a nice way to put it. They're not up to speed. They think they are. And there's a big segment, as you know, of the conservative base, which to them, Lincoln, I'm telling you, any Jew can do no wrong. They believe that the Jew is the chosen people. They believe this, which is total falsehood. But they believe it because it's the mantra. And they're the same people that use the phrase, well, I'm a Christian Zionist. I believe in the Judeo-Christian way of America. See? Look at the words they use. They're already brainwashed. And to them, Israel can kill all the other people at once, burn up all the babies on Gaza. To them, that's just wonderful. I go to work, and I, as a consultant, a few times a week, and I put the radio on, right? And there's Fox News guy, and he's on there every morning. The stuff that comes out of his mouth. No, Israel has to win this. They have to blow up Gaza. They have to take it over. The Jews have got it. Oh, my God. Guy's foaming at the mouth. I'm going, they don't. That's how delusional some of these Fox News guys are. Brian Kilmeade show.
Man.
These guys, come on. Israel can do no wrong. And see, I say they can do wrong. They have done wrong. They attacked our USS Liberty ship. And to give them a blank check, for genocide, murder. Yes, they were attacked, but a lot of people also, hey, we don't know all the facts about this attack that they're hinging everything on. Yeah, they have. They're surrounded by enemies. But, my God, that's the land they wanted. They always wanted Jerusalem. Hey, they got it on a silver platter. So shut the fuck up. You got what you wanted. You wanted the Holy Land. You got it. And if it wasn't for Hitler, to be honest, you wouldn't even have it. He's the one that gave it to you with the Balfour Agreement. That's how effed up the world is. People don't even know their history. The Jews wanted this stretch of land. They didn't want a resort. No, they wanted the crappiest land in the world, which is Palestine. Okay? The desert's up. Nothing grows out there. There's no oil. What I find funny, to me, it's God's big joke. Israel has no oil. But all around Israel, there's oil fields as far as the eye can see. Israel's gotten virtually no oil and very little water. So if that's the Holy Land, I would say, man, God smited you. He didn't give you anything to work with. Now, the Jew is very inventive, and they've created a country, and they have a right to exist. UN Charter, 1945, I have no problem with that. But I have a problem with them always bitching about where they're at. I'm going, this is what you asked for. This is what you wanted. This is what you got. So leave us out of your wars. You fight your own battles. American men and Christian men and women don't need to be fighting for you. And by the way, we give them billions in cash every year. Let's trim that down to size two. Go ahead, sir.
You know, when we talk about this whole Judeo-Christian thing, Christians and Jews, you know, when you think about this, when you really think about this, if someone is familiar with the term cuckold, a cuck, we call them a cuckold, you know, you're showing your submission to another. I mean, basically what it is, you know, it's you are someone's cuckold. Look at the definition of a cuckold. I mean, you are – when I hear a Christian – say that Jews are God's chosen people, you are cucking to Jews. Like,
that's right.
Literally. Like, okay, if Jews are God's chosen people, then why the fuck are you a Christian? Shouldn't you convert to Judaism?
Bingo.
If you're saying that those are God's chosen people, you're conflating a couple of things.
That's right.
That Jews are God's chosen people, you're admitting that being a Jew is an ethnicity, not just a religion, because you're saying you're a chosen people. So you're saying that Jews, so that means you're following this whole religious Christian thing for nothing. So where does this Christian religion taking you if Jews are God's chosen people? It's such a messy fucking thing. Like, and people are terrified to talk about it. They don't want to think about it. But what are you doing? Like, you're putting these people on a pedestal above us. So George Soros is God's chosen people. Chuck Schumer is God's chosen people. I mean, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, really?
About Jews are God's chosen people. You're saying that George Soros is God's chosen person? Really? Is that what you're saying?
That's what they're saying. And what it is, the Jews will tell you. They say anti-Semitism is our little Jewish trick, because it shuts you up. It muzzles the Christian man and woman. All they do is say, oh, no, that's anti-Semitic. I'm Jew. I'm a protected class in America. You cannot criticize me. And I've warned you all. They're already talking about it. They're going to pass laws in the future where you can't even have a show like mine. And this conversation will be illegal in the future. Illegal. And they won't let you talk about any of this. They don't want it to get out. They want, look, they have Jewish privilege in America. They just do. And if you think that if you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, right, the fundamental Christian belief, and if you believe that
Jews,
but a lot of people do, okay, and you're saying that, okay, so The Jews wanted Jesus crucified, and they pressured the Romans to crucify him. And they wanted Barabbas, the murderer. Hate to say, typical Jew. And so they kill the Son of God. What are the Romans going to do? Because, oh, no, no, it's the Romans. Listen, they had a riot on their hands. And if they didn't crucify Jesus through lots of pressure, let me tell you, yeah, they had the ultimate say. But even Pontius Pilate, it says in the Bible that they kept coming to him, you got to kill this man. He's blasphemed our religion. He's saying he's the king of the Jews. We must be put to death. Okay? And the whole Judea, don't forget, it was a Roman province about to riot and erupt BLM style to the exponential squared, literally. And you're a Roman governor. What are you going to do? Just being honest. What are you going to do? One man's life,
and you
protect the Roman province. But yeah, but you don't know this yet. I'm just saying, if you're the Roman governor, what are you going to do? You're going to give in to pressure. You're going to subvert the riot, placate the people, and you're going to give them what they want to avoid the riot, the bloodshed, the chaos, the death. I guarantee you the Romans thought we're going to have 100,000 people dead if we don't do this. And that's why God said, look, it was already ordained. It's biblical. God knew he was going to be crucified. No matter what they said or did, he knows human nature, and he knew they were going to go, they were going to agree with the Jews, who, by the way, always told everybody through Scripture that Jesus is not a Jew. They said, we reject him. He's not one of us, over and over and over again. They rejected him. All the Jewish teachers, they never said he was a Jew. And this is why today people say, you know, Jesus, the Son of God, he might have been born in Judea, but he wasn't really Jewish. Now, that's another can of worms.
Half these conservatives, more than half, 90% of the conservatives, they call themselves Judeo-Christians. They don't even know that Israel wasn't a country until 1948. They see the word Judea
right.
in the Bible, and they just think that's where Israel, that Israel's always been there. They don't even realize that Israel, it literally is still, they bitch about colonizers all the time. Israel literally did colonize this land. This was Palestine. You can find, like, even old Bibles that will show you a map where that whole area is just Palestine, and now it's Israel in the middle of it. Most of these fucking retarded conservatives don't even realize that Israel wasn't a country until 1948. They think that it's just always been there. It's the land of Israel, the Holy Land. It's always been there. No, it wasn't.
That's right. In fact, a lot of conspiracy theorists will say that World War II was fought so Israel could have a state by UN Charter in 19. That was part of the British deal. Look, I'm a history buff. It's just a known fact that Churchill, look, here's a short version of history. England was broke being attacked by the Nazis. They were days away from capitulating. Most honest historians will tell you they were days away. Hitler knew it. Okay. What came to their rescue were Jewish bankers, the international Jewish bankers. Now, they don't give money for free. And they go, look, man, you're about to lose your fucking country. We got millions of dollars squired all over the world. We've been waiting for this day because we got a deal for you, a proposition. We want Palestine. The British controlled Palestine. Right? And the London bankers, who have always been Jewish, said, we're going to grab this land once you guys win the war. We're going to fund you to the hilt. They can pull money, let me tell you, out of every rat hole in the world. And they've got it. They've been hoarding money for thousands of years. That's one thing they are good at. I will admit, they don't blow it, they save it. So they pulled it out. They funded... in fact, they funded both sides of the war, but they funded England. They brought in food. They got the, and FDR went right along with it. He wanted the war. So after the war, isn't it funny that the British military, they ceded all that land to Israel and the UN? It was all part of the deal. Defeat the Third Reich. We're going to give Palestine to the Jews. And really, Hitler started all that anyway, because he was expatriating the Jews from Germany to Palestine anyway via the Balfour Agreement. So in a weird way, the Jews should thank Hitler for the state of Israel, because he started it.
Well, I mean,
the Jews came in and they capitalized on it.
Oh, that comes from that retarded-ass documentary called Fall of the Cabal. I don't think the Jews funded Hitler. I mean, Hitler is the only leader in world history to arrest a Rothschild and get away from central banking and create their own currency that's not
right.
Jew-backed. I don't believe in this bullshit about the Jews funded both sides of the world. If Jews funded both sides, if the Jews funded the Axis, then they wouldn't have been in this desperation mode to keep the Straits of Gibraltar open to get oil from the Middle East.
I didn't mean Germany. I meant Russia. I meant Bolsheviks. They funded Stalin, the Bolsheviks on the other side. Yeah, not Germany. They funded the Russians. Stalin was also about to lose his entire country. And what came to his aid? What's the point about America? We bitch about Russia today. Yet you had them on the ropes in World War II. And what'd you do? What did America do? And it's sheer stupidity. We gave them billions of dollars to communist FDR, the Lend-Lease program, and the Jewish bankers funded Stalin. The Bolsheviks are all Jewish. 100%. Most people don't know
Stalin
that. They go, what's
power?
A Bolshevik?
Stalin took power because Jews executed Nicholas Tsar.
That's right. That's right. The Tsar was Christian, and the Bolsheviks were Jewish. Bottom line, and they'll tell you that. Every person on the secret police, NKVD, had to be Jewish. They were all Jewish. And they hated Christians. These are thousand-year feuds that we're telling you about. You don't have to believe me. You do your own research. I've already done it. I already know. Just do your own. And when you see conservatives,
it's on BitChute. It's not even on BitChute. It's mainstream now. You can even go to it's its own website. You can go to EuropaTheLastBattle.net. But the BitChute,
yeah.
The documentary is Europa the Last Battle. It's all over BitChute.
Awesome
film.
Go to
EuropaTheLastBattle.net and find it online there.
Absolutely.
It's fantastic. It is a much watched. And all these fucking faggy conservatives that call themselves Judeo-Christians should watch that. Oh, Spencer, by the way, you're talking about Fox News earlier. Did you see that clip not long ago with, like, that fucking Newt Gingrich was on there with that nigger Harrison Faulkner, or that nigger host, the woman on there?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, he was talking about George, of all things, he's talking about George Soros funding local politicians, just simply giving lots of money to local politics, things like that. Newt Gingrich, of all people, who's a Judeo-Christian, just talking about that stuff. And she shut him down because he mentioned George Soros. And she's like, well, we're not going to bring up George Soros because we're not going to get into anti-Semitic tropes here.
Oh, my, yeah.
Oh, what?
I get Fox News.
Like, fucking Jew dick sucker himself, and he gets shut down by the nigger over Jews.
The Jews have got it made in America. Look, they've bought. Look, Fox News is bought and paid for by the Tel Aviv lobby. Okay, they are. And look, I get it. If you're a Fox News guy, look, if they contracted with me, I would sign $1 million contract. I'd get $5 million, $10 million a year to sit there in those nice check pants and nice blazer, be there in the morning with my cup of coffee. Hello, America. It's Von Wiehunt. And I just love our Jewish advertiser. Our latest one, Bob, is Ford Motor Company. Bring them on. That's how it is. I'm going, I get it. They get paid lots of money. And when you're paid lots of money, Americans like money. and they'll do anything for money. Don't forget. Now, no one's paying me $1 million. No one's knocking on my door. Hey, Vaughn, here's $1 million.
That's why I hate, capitalism.
They're paid to, and that Fox News is, it's like watching, I call it Fox News of Israel, because they go, oh, the chosen people, and then they, all the little guys get up there, and they go, oh, this is just wonderful, and it, Israel has to kill everybody in Gaza for peace. I mean, some of the whoppers, some of the things that come out of their mouth are like, you go, what? What? And just start, I've noticed it for years. You have too. Most Americans just gloss over it and they go, look, I get in America, we have more Jews than Israel. Okay. So I'm just telling folks, they're a big lobby. They're a powerful lobby. That's all. You do what you want to do. But most of the advertisers, I guarantee you, Fox News, have got a Jewish CEO, Jewish board of directors, and they like positive reinforcement. So Fox News will give it to them. They never, and don't forget, the guy that owns Fox News is Jewish. So what do you expect?
Yep.
What do you expect? I mean, you can't expect them to come on there and say anything about, you know, Israel's forces, you know, picking off kids. And I've seen the videos on Twitter for the fun of it. I mean, look, the terrorists have been harming Israel for years. I'm not ever, we're not, I'm not on the side of any Hamas or Hezbollah. Any, we're against all the terrorist organizations. But my thing is, you can't stay in the same breath that everything Israel does is just perfect. And the thing is, like I always say, in America, it depends on who writes the check. If Hamas was writing the check to Fox News, or Hezbollah, or Iran, or who the hell else? I hate them all. In fact, I tell folks, I hope they kill each other. They go, what? I hope they kill each other. Let them at it. Let them have at it. I am not on either side. I don't think us. I'm the last true blue America first guy. I'm a real true blue guy in the sense that Fox News just talks a big fucking game. We're America first. Now it's time for the Israel segment. Bring them on. We have Mr. Goldstein in the gold room. And watch every person that goes on that stage. I'd say more than half are Jewish. They're New York Jews. So it's the Beltway. I've talked about from New York to D.C., it's called the Power Beltway. It's about money. It's Zionists. It's not about you and flyover country. It's not. That is a real wicked, corrupt, satanic, if you will, place. So the power elite live. They do not give one rat's ass about you. In Nevada, where we had some great calls tonight, Arizona, Texas, Iowa, Wyoming, we don't count. Don't you get it? Only they count in their eyes. Oh, they want you to buy their products.
I don't give a shit about – I honestly don't care about Gaza. I don't care about Israel, obviously. I don't care about Iran. I don't care about Republicans. I don't care about Democrats. I don't care about conservatives. They're the weakest faggots of them all. Conservatives, in my book, conservatives are the weakest faggots of all of them. They're the ones terrified of words. I care about the white people, the white race. I don't even care about America, to be honest with you. I care about the white race. That's what I care about, is white folks. My tribe, my clan, who I belong with. I could go get along with them. I can go to Scotland, to England, Ireland, Scandinavia, or and find like-minded people I get along with in other countries. I care about my people, my clan. That's who I care about, the white race. We're dying. We're a dying breed. No matter what white country we're in, we're
it's
a dying breed. Whether you're an Australian, whether you're an Austrian, no matter what white country you're in, it's only white countries that are being flooded with all these fucking niggers, all these Mexicans.
What they want.
It's only the white country.
Hola, señor. You want a taco? Yeah, that's right. Only white nations need to only white nations need to take in refugees. Nobody else. See, no one's asking Israel to be to have diversity, equity, and inclusion. How about Japan? No one's asking Japan or China. Communist China? How about some diversity over there? Oh, can't believe you said that. Well, I'm saying it. I'm saying it.
You know, I got a funny story for you, Vaughn, about Japan real quick. My son actually went to Japan and stayed for 2 weeks not that long ago. My son went to Japan and stayed for 2 weeks. You know what their subways look like? You know, they actually have like what we would call gas stations here. They have there.
Right.
With no employees, it's a trust system. It's an honor system where you can, like, literally walk into a building, put money on the counter or in a jar or in a container, a box, and you can grab what you can grab a bottle of water, you can grab a bottle of water. You can they have fucking microwaves. We can, like, grab some shit, put it in a microwave it, take it with you when you leave, put money in there, and they do that. It's a high trust society. They have that
right.
In Japan. My son took videos of it, sent pictures of it. It's crazy. He's like, wow, it's crazy. I'm like, God, it's amazing what you can do when you have fucking niggers and fucking when you. And that's one thing I'll give Asians, you know, especially Japanese. And Hitler did call the Japanese honorary Aryans because it's
he
a
did.
Very high trust society, family values, traditional values. You don't.
They are
like
the top of the pecking order in
but,
Asia. Yep, they're the top of the pecking order, and that's why all the Asian countries hate them, because they are the top Asian race.
America, you know why? I mean, you can do it in my small town because my small town is all white, rednecks, country folks. You can do that in my small town, but most of my state, Missouri, is one of the reddest states in the union. But you can't do that when you go outside of these little small rural towns because of niggers.
This country is just, and we're importing them by the millions. And then we got, oh, this is another, just really quick. Trump will say, God love him. I want millions more to come over here. It's going to be huge. I just want more. I want them all to come over here legally. That's another thing that is so cringeworthy. Conservatives love the word legally. As long as you
that's
kill somebody legally, it's wonderful. That's in the Gaza Strip. As long as you bring in millions of mongrels from the third world legally, it's just great. Fantastic. No, it's not fantastic. But they'll have you convinced.
Do you think that Donald Trump
they're all drinking the Kool-Aid. Yeah.
I mean, my God. I mean, this guy literally is...
Legally.
I told you before, I was a huge Trump supporter. Huge Trump supporter. But when he started this whole shit with his faggot, loving faggots, and this whole shit with, like, saying he wants more immigrants than ever before, as long as they come legally, I was like, man, fuck this guy. Like, this guy is literally willing to commit political suicide for the entire conservative party, quote, conservative party.
Yep.
To not be called a rapist. He's making money off of it.
Don't forget, Lincoln Trump's a beltway guy.
It's a known fact that 90%+ of niggers vote Democrat. You know,
right.
90%+ of Jews vote Democrat. Hispanics.
All of them do. That's right.
They vote, you know, like 70%+ Democrat. Asians even. I don't have a problem with Asians. Vote over 60% Democrat. White people are only people that overwhelmingly vote conservative. And you're telling me you want all these people who don't vote conservative to come into our country. So you're willing to commit political suicide to make money and not be called racist.
That's right. Well, Trump's the ultimate virtue signaler. Now, don't forget, he's a Beltway guy. He's from New York, see? Again, those Beltway guys from New York City to D.C. And really down, I would say New York City to Palm Beach, where he lives. All Beltway area. And so those rich guys live on the coast. They made their millions and billions in New York City. I get it. Trump wants to be loved by everybody. But don't forget, I always tell folks, he's not going to live by thousands of of Hispanics from Venezuela who want to kill you, who are in a gang. No, no. Trump's in Mar-a-Lago, a gated community with security. They are thousands of miles away from you, at least hundreds of miles away. He's safe. Protect. He has a Secret Service detail. We don't have any of that. We got none of that in the flyover country. See what I mean? These guys like a big game, but they go back to their secure fortress, Mar-a-Lago, Trump Tower, or Kenny Bunkport, or Obama in Martha's Vineyard. They don't. They'll bring in millions of people to subvert the nation, undermine, and force us to deal with this shit. Is what it is. They force us to deal with their shit. And then they get mad when we have an opinion about it. How dare you have an opinion? Well, screw you.
Deal with them. Meanwhile, you have your community, your armed guards.
How dare you have an opinion, white American?
Donald Trump has driven a fucking car in his life, probably. I have no respect for that, man.
He's lost, look, I've said before, he's lost a lot of political capital for a ton of things, and they're all documented. And we mentioned several on this show, and even right now. So he has a track record. I've seen the man in action. I'm like you. 2016, I thought, oh, my God, this is our savior, a real presidential savior. I don't feel that way today. Well, I see, I hate to say it, he's a good guy, but he's a P.T. Barnum of politics. He'll tell you what you want to hear. He won't do half of it, if that. All he does, when he went up there, he brought rappers into the White House. Yes, he did some things on the border. Yes, he strengthened America's military. He did, but he also set the stage for where we're at today. He promoted Milley. He promoted Dr. Fauci. He was for Operation Warp Speed. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. He's not my Messiah. He said that too. And he's always hoisting up the gay flag every chance he gets. So he tells you one thing, white America.
What the fuck was up with him? What are they doing? How do these log cabin faggots have so much influence over him that his wife is having, you know, $40 million fundraisers at Mar-a-Lago? Just last week.
My God. Now, I told the Trump people.
Can we get back to the Pat Buchanan definition of the word conservative? You can't be a faggot and a conservative. You just can't. There's no such thing. It's your faggot and not conservative. Point blank. That's it. Bottom line.
I guess these phrases, it's like gay conservative, Judeo-Christian, you know, Christian Zionist. They're all oxymorons, and they're morons who say it repeatedly. And what do you even know what you're saying? It just sounds good. I'm a conservative. They all talk like retards. I'm a conservative. This is what I believe. I'm going, Jesus Christ. Sorry, God, but sometimes, man, I got to invoke you. He's up there in the heavens looking down going, what morons are in America right now? There's so many morons there.
Like 3 days ago, there's this faggot on Twitter. His handle, like his screen name, is the gay Republican. It's his screen name.
I've heard of him.
He posted a picture of himself, and he's wearing like some little khaki shorts and flip flops.
Yeah, I've seen him. Unfortunately,
and with a little polo shirt, he's wearing a MAGA hat, and he made this post on Twitter saying, off to my gay bar tonight, and I'm bringing patriotism to gay. I'm bringing gay to patriotism. And I'm like, and this guy had a million likes. This post had like a million likes.
Oh yeah,
Daily Wire.
People, America loves that.
Like it. Like,
America loves it.
And you faggots wonder why I left your party? Why I fucking hate conservatives? I hate conservatives more than liberals nowadays. I really do. I got these now. I got these concerns in my state. It's like, oh my God, we got to sue the federal government. How dare you cancel student debt? They won't mention the fact that we fund Israelis, Jews, to go to college for free. They go to college for free. They have no debt. What? They go to college for free. Free rides.
On the American taxpayer.
How dare you go to college, white man? You better pay us all your fucking – you better pay us every penny of your
That's right. See, what they say is you just spot on there, Lincoln. What they say, and I know it's the same thing. It's okay if we have socialism in foreign countries that are it's funded by the American taxpayer. That's wonderful. But we're going to have it here at home because we're going to call it socialism and communism and anti-Bible, whatever. And how dare you get your loans, extinguished here, okay? You in America, as a white man, you got to have personal responsibility, right? Personal responsibility. Okay, where's the personal responsibility overseas? None. And also, they care. America is so funny. It's fuck that nation. We care so deeply about the Ukrainian border, the Israeli border. Oh, my God. It's always in the news. But we don't give a rat's ass about the Mexican border with Texas. We don't care about the Canadian border. It's only, again, back home, doesn't matter. America is so weird. We care more about the Ukrainian border, Israeli border, Chinese border, the Taiwan border, I go on and on, than our own borders. And that's why one thing Trump did say that was accurate, he said, if we don't have any borders, we're not going to be a country. Well, I would say that's right, Mr. President, but you also say in the same breath, you want millions more to come over here illegally, which is going to dilute the white European stock that you're part of, and they're all going to vote Democrat, and they're not going to vote for you because I love what these Q-tards always say, well, they're family-oriented. No, they're not. They're not. This is just more – it's political morons. All the people coming over here are military-age males. I don't see any women or kids, and they're already in our nation. They're not – they're leaving their families back home. They're not bringing them with them. They want to ditch the old Hispanic mama. They want to come here, bang a new chick, find a new woman, start a new life in America – and suck up those taxpayer dollars. Bottom line.
I hate the talking point about military age male. To me, military age male is a conservative cop out term. I don't want fucking 49-year-old Shaniqua here, or I don't want 7-year-old Pablo here. Military age has nothing to do with my immigration ideal. I don't care about age. I want no non-whites, regardless of age.
I know. Unfortunately, America is on the – look, we're a freight train. We're off the tracks, baby. Lincoln, thanks for the call, man. That was a good one tonight. We covered a lot of bases, man. Great call. We'll talk again
soon,
have buddy.
Have a good night, brother. Blood and soil,
you too.
No Hitler.
Hey, folks, that's America. You heard it. This is how a lot of Americans think. Trump's lost a lot of support, I'm telling you, middle America. Don't take the white man for granted, my best advice. And unfortunately, I think Trump did. That's why the show theme tonight was the war on the white man. There's a war. It's not always what you say. It's what you don't say. I mean, Trump's and all the politicians, not just Trump, are very quick to the draw. They love having blacks in the audience, Hispanics. It's the browning of America, the blackening of America. It's what they want. It's the trend. I get it. But that's also a war on the white man. And it is the way it is. You can think about it tonight, put your pipe and smoke it, America. That's my story. And I'm sticking to it.
Da 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 This just in, we can now call the 2024 presidential race for Joe Biden. This morning, an emboldened China invades Taiwan.
Financial markets are in free fall as 500 regional banks have shuttered their doors.
Border agents were overrun by a surge of 80,000 illegals yesterday evening.
Officials closed the city of San Francisco this morning, citing the escalating crime and fentanyl crisis.
Who's in charge here?
It feels like the train is coming off the tracks.
America, find your balls, get strong, be ready for anything.
I am Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, your senior drill instructor. From now on, you will speak only when spoken to. And the first and last words out of your filthy sewers will be, sir. Do you maggots understand that?
Sir, yes, sir.
Bullshit, I can't hear you. Sound off like you got a pair.
Sir, yes, sir.
If you ladies leave my island, if you survive recruit training, you will be a weapon. You will be a minister of death praying for war. But until that day, you are pukes. You are the lowest form of life on earth. You are not even human fucking beings. You are nothing but unorganized, lab-astic pieces of amphibian shit. Because I am hard, you will not like me. But the more you hate me, the more you will learn. I am hard, but I am fair. There is no racial bigotry here. I do not look down on niggers, types, wops, or greasers. Here you are all equally worthless. To weed out all non-hackers who do not practice here serving my beloved soul. Do you maggots understand that? Bullshit, I can't hear you.
God, we're so good at tribute.
God. And I say, let the other poor son of a bitch die for his country. When I want you all to stay alive where we can thrive together as patriots and forge ahead.
I want you to remember that no bastard ever won war by dying for his country. He won it by making the other poor dumb bastard, die for his country.
Evidence that Trayvon Martin did have marijuana in his system at the time he died. What difference, if any, does that make? Because I've seen too many felonies. And I don't mean pot sales.
I agree.
Or growing pot like this guy up in Connecticut. To me,
this
it means
guy.
That he is less likely to pick a fight with someone.
I agree
I
with
mean,
that, too.
People on pot shoot each other. Isn't it true
yeah,
that when
yeah,
you
I agree
smoke
with
pot,
that.
You just want to lay on the sofa and eat? People on pot kill
what a
families.
Cock
I've had a whole family.
Cock.
The common connotation pot goes with lethargy, with the munchies,
okay.
Wanting to eat, with being
Tell
laid back,
Rogan.
Not with chasing somebody
yeah.
down, jumping out from behind bushes, beating them in the head till
Joe Rogan could do that on pot,
and basically starting Mortal Kombat. That's
he could do that on pot as well. Finish him.
With smoking a doobie. 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 Doobie.
Doobie. Oh. Hey, cuties.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality. America, America has become a second-rate power. Its trade deficit and its fiscal deficit are at nightmare proportions. Now, in the days of the free market, when our country was a top industrial power, there was accountability to stockholders.
Just love some of that 1980s music there. Wow. This is a great show tonight. Well, we'll be ending the show here soon, but not too long ago, 25% of the Earth's population was European white, of that kind of lineage. Our show theme tonight is the war on the white man in America. Did you know that right now we are down to 7%? We have our own nations. And now we live in anti-white hellscapes. If you deny that, then you're living in la-la land. You're in denial. White flight is getting harder and harder as more areas get invaded by the mongrel hordes, and that is part of their agenda. They want to box you in. No other place to go. The cabal is flooding America increasingly in these smaller white populations with their favorite catchword, diversity. And I spell that D-I-E-versity. Diversity. Were you born into a mostly white community? Or have you had to flee diversified areas one or more times? In my younger years, I have seen this country change dramatically in my short lifetime. I imagine that white Americans could immigrate back to Europe if they wanted to escape. But right when you thought that, George Soros and his minions, Bolsheviks, communists, they've now flooded Europe with millions of Africans, millions of the mongrel hordes from the Middle East, more gypsies. The anti-white cabal has been very successful in diversifying all white countries. I told you all during the monologue, if you were listening, why is it that only white countries have to accept refugees? Why? Well, unfortunately, even though we can avoid watching anti-white media, anti-white TV, all whites currently being born are born into the anti-white West. Why do I say this? Look at young kids today. Look at every TikTok video. There's a lot of anti-white sentiment that's out there. You can only avoid the media for so long. But every population of whites in the world is still subjected to the worldwide white genocide, UN charters, UN agendas, 2030 and onwards. And also, you are subjected to the World Economic Forum. There's nonstop propaganda directed against our people. We are the people that need to bolster and know our own history and get closer to God. But it's not just about that. It's about knowing your identity, knowing your purpose in life and your reason to exist. And also, you got to have a deeper understanding of the forces that are aligned against us.
If I was the deep state and I wanted to destroy America, I would rig the election with a puppet candidate. One that was so compromised that they would never say a word about it. I would create a false flag that allows for mail-in ballots. I would be in charge of the ballot counting machines. I would create a false flag to blame all who question the results of the election. If I was the deep state, I would prosecute anyone that went against me. I would sue and prosecute anyone that spoke up about the fraudulent election. I would use my powers to shut down all your internet businesses and bankrupt you. If I was the deep state, I would make everyone an example why you should never question a Democrat ever winning an election. I would imprison my foes. I would use my corrupt DAs and blackmailed judges to destroy you. I would make sure all crimes I ever committed never happened. I would prosecute my biggest competition. I would make sure they could never run for office ever again. If I was the deep state, I would convince everyone that Ukraine Nazis were good and women are men. If I was the deep state, I would own every politician that mattered. If I was the deep state, I would push my pedophilia ambitions on you. If I was the deep state, you'd question your sexual identity but not the medical establishment. If I was the deep state, you would fear to ever resist me. If I was the deep state, you would wish I was really the devil. If I was the deep state, I would say mission accomplished.
Love that. Irish Pirate gave us that. We don't have any more time for any more calls tonight, but we'll catch you all on the next show next Thursday night. If I do anything impromptu this month, I'll let you all know that as well. Well, I hate to say it, but they aren't going to let us have a normal election at all. The militant Democrats claim that Trump's election would be the end of democracy. In reality, it would be the end of their criminal mafia running Washington, D.C. That's why they won't allow a fair vote. The question is, can they be stopped before this madness even begins America? And sadly speaking, Europe is now no better nor worse than if we even went over there to bail them out in either world war. The plan all along was to waste and kill millions of white people of European ancestry from both continents, run up trillions in debt to the international Judan banks, and teach the war generation and their children the evils of Hitler and fascism for the next 1,000 years. And our government runs schools, of course. And today, the brainwashing program and Operation Mockingbird still continue in spades. Communists, Bolsheviks, good. Third Reich Nazis, bad. It is funny, though. They keep bashing Germany and Hitler 75 years after the war ended. I always find that very curious. Well, they keep the war machine going against Hitler, and the guy's dead, right? Well, you know something is really up with that. The gig is up. When you supposedly won the war in 1945, and in 2024, you're still fighting the same war. Crazy. Well, this show is controversial, infamous, and legendary. We hold up to our name. I'm not anyone's censor on this show. You've heard from real Americans, real America, how people really feel about things. And it's not always what you think. And that's okay. That's why the Yvonne Wiehan Show exists. We thank you all for another very successful broadcast day from Valhalla Studios in Arizona. Thank you all. Good night. God bless. And we'll talk to you soon. Signing off from Valhalla Studios. Have a great night and a great week. Bye-bye.